Educating Millennials, Part 2 by Alex Berger. This post is a follow-up to my original post, Educating Millennials, Why We're Doing It Wrong. Since it was posted, Part 1 has received nearly 22,000 views and 80-plus responses. At this point in time, I think it's safe to say I hit on a major issue, one we have only just begun to dive into. I'm thrilled by the reception the post has received and the opportunity I've had to begin dialogue on the subject. The purpose of this post is to serve as an update and to work to clarify several points. Please take it as such. On the subject of data, I've reached out to several government officials and other contacts within academic circles in an effort to locate source educational data to check my hypotheses. However, before I share an update on the progress/issues I've had with the data, I want to address some background questions. Background information. My original post was made as a hypothesis based on observation. I am not an academic researcher, nor is it appropriate that I include all of my research and thoughts in these blog posts. This is not a research site or a news outlet. It is a blog, and as such, my posts must be limited in length and cannot be as in-depth as many of us might otherwise like. Nor am I a full-time academic researcher affiliated with a research institution. Rather, I'm a curious, passionate millennial observing the world around me, the way my fellows and I interact, and looking at alternative explanations. It is a place for sharing observations, thoughts, and interesting information. It is my sincere hope that these thoughts and ideas will be picked up by my readership and pursued further. As I mentioned in my previous post, I am more than happy to discuss any concepts expressed on this site further or privately. The sexes. I received a number of comments accusing me of sexism or being grossly mistaken about the distribution of the sexes in online environments, particularly the realm of video games. Well, in most instances, it was obvious from the reader's comments that several of my main points were missed, or they failed to read the post to its conclusion. I want to take a moment to address this concern. First, I'm very well aware of the female presence in online gaming and on the web. I founded and led one of the oldest and longest-running online gaming guilds for 8 years. I am familiar with most of the statistics cited in the comments about web demographics. In fact, I used some of the very same data in my honors thesis, which I completed a year and a half ago. That said, the male/female demographics of the online gaming community have changed exponentially in the last 3 to 5 years. That's not to say that there have not been female gamers for as long as there have been games. Rather, that the audience who grew up utilizing these games from an early age has, until recently, been mostly male, and that, as a result, these individuals will be the most heavily affected. In addition to the issue of demographics, research has shown that males and females relate differently in social situations. That same research shows that conventional one-way, top-down information exchanges like that in most classroom environments is more compatible with the learning styles of women. The combination of these two factors, as previously explained, is part of why the topic focuses on males. The other part stems from the nature of the post as a response and alternative hypotheses to the commonly accepted arguments for why young males are underrepresented in higher education. The conventional argument has revolved around a difference in capability between the sexes and are largely based on notable gender bias. The proposition in part one of this post, if anything, is far from sexist. Further, as I'll discuss later in this topic, one of the greatest issues I've had with exploring the data is the lack of unbiased, relevant source data. Many of the official tables provide female percentages and numbers while neglecting their male counterparts. The author. Attacking the author is a fundamental part of internet culture, a fact I completely understand. While I did not want to spend much time on myself in the original post, as I feel it distracts from the actual subject, my credibility and background seems to be a major, relevant component for a number of readers. Some were concerned I was someone who hadn't made the cut and wanted to justify my failure. Others assumed it was a complaint written by a frustrated millennial unable to find a job. Several readers even suggested that my passion and focus for virtual technologies and their impact implied a lack of reading or cultural enrichment on my part. Others suggested that I must inherently suffer from a lack of social skills and connections. While I've responded to each of these concerns independently in the comments section of the previous post, I will briefly respond to each of the more frequent comments here. I actually performed quite well in university. I graduated with a 3.38 GPA from Arizona State University with degrees from the Hugh Downs School of Human Communication and Barrett Honors College. My honors thesis is available for review on the blog Roll to the Right. It focused on MMOGs and their social impact. In high school, I was engaged in the We the People Constitutional Debate Program, as well as a Key Club officer. In addition to my academics, I come from and grew up in a family heavily involved in academics. Professionally, I have enjoyed significant success. In the spring of 2005, which was the summer of my sophomore year of college, I began an internship with the number 3 commercial real estate company in the world. By the end of the summer, the position grew into a part-time position during the school year and a full-time job in the summer. I was with the company in various